will. Your mother ever take along a little sample or a swatch or anything like that to match up colors?
Yeah.
What would you
call it?
Which one would you call that? Or what?
Well, John, it's the thing I didn't say she got that as a sample.
It says she had a dress, you know, and she's in the kitchen doing some work. What might she wear over that dress to keep
an apron? But mostly an apron.
And
you don't see much of that today.
I guess women just don't wear nice clothes much, don't wear dresses and stuff. They wear things that they don't care.
You don't see much of it.
Say, you know, you lost a button or something off your shirt and you wanted to temporarily hold it together. What might you stick in there?
Maybe a safety pin.
And what was the names that y'all usually use to say for the parts of a man's three-part suit? You have like
coat, pants, and vest.
You ever hear them call that a vest or anything else?
No.
What about pants? Ever hear them use different words for pants?
Trousers.
When you were
working. I think that's down there and everywhere. Pants or trousers.
When you were working out in the limehouse, what would you usually wear? What kind of clothes would you usually wear?
Dungarees. Well, and say you might have an old pair of dress pants that was always good for, but mostly you wore dungarees. Some people use khaki, but all I wore was dungarees.
Those things shrink up if you wash them?
Oh, yeah. The, them days, I'd say most of them are now. So when you bore them, you bore them without understanding. You bore them with a size big enough, and when they were washed, they wasn't too small. And I don't know if you know this, but you take these, they die for a long time. But you soak these in salt water, and they don't die after you wash them when you wash them. There's all what it sets, I don't know.
So you keep them shrinking too?
No. It just sets and dies them. But you think, well, these you couldn't wash them with other clothes, could you drown them? They die. Now when I wash these, we've got a pan and my wife puts them in soap. It's powder. And then the next morning, I take them to the spigot that's down the yard, work them up and down, rinse them off, and iron them on the line, let them drip dry.
You might say you put a lot of stuff in your pocket. You say it made them do what? Had too much. Say it made my. I had too much stuff in my pockets. It made them do what?
Pull a hole in your pocket. One thing you say.
Or if it just made them stick out like that, you'd say it made them
borrowed.
And you might say, well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it what perfectly.
Yeah. I should fit. I've got a talk about suit of clothes. I've got a suit of clothes upstairs, blue sage. The Val Bar.